U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday. VOA's Carla Babb.
U.S. forces took Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains from a tunnel under the Islamic State leader's hideout, reduced to rubble by U.S. air power, confirming his ID through DNA testing before burying him at sea. Pentagon officials are hopeful the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded as the anti-government demonstrations went into a fifth consecutive day. The protesters defied a new curfew after Iraqi authorities ordered people to stay off the streets between midnight and 6 a.m. At least three people were killed and more than 100 hurt on Monday in clashes between protesters and police. This is VOA News. Turkey backed Syrian opposition fighters.